Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 21, and here is a story about Jesus who returns to the other side of the Lake of Galilee and is back in Jewish territory where he is met by a large crowd. An official from the local synagogue begs Jesus to heal his daughter. Within the crowd is a woman who seeks to be healed and approaches Jesus and touches his cloak. And God's guiding word as we begin this week together is discipleship. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake. There at the lakeside, a large crowd gathered around him. Jairus, an official of the local synagogue, arrived, and when he saw Jesus, he threw himself at his feet and he begged him earnestly, "My little daughter is very sick. Please come and place your hands on her so that she will get well and live." Then Jesus started off with him. So many people were going along with Jesus, and they were crowding him from every side. And there was a woman who had suffered terribly from severe bleeding for 12 years. Even though she had been treated by many doctors, she had spent all her money, but instead of getting better, she got worse all the time. She had heard about Jesus, so she came in the crowd behind him, saying to herself, "If I just touch his clothes, I will get well." And she touched his cloak, and her bleeding stopped at once, and she had the feeling inside of herself that she was healed of her trouble. At once, Jesus knew that power had gone out of him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples answered, "You see how many people are crowding around you? Why do you ask who touched you?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it, and the woman realized what had happened to her, so she came, trembling with fear, knelt at his feet, and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "My daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your trouble." While Jesus was saying this, some messengers came from Jairus' house and told him, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher any longer?" Jesus paid no attention to what they said, but told him, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Then he did not let anyone else go on with him except Peter and James and his brother John. They arrived at Jairus' house, where Jesus saw the confusion and heard all the loud crying and wailing, and he went in and said to them, "Why all this confusion? Why are you crying? The child is not dead, she's only sleeping." Well, they started making fun of him, so he put all of them out of the house and took the child's father and the mother and his three disciples and went into the room where the child was lying. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kaum," which means, "Little girl, I tell you to get up." She got up at once and started walking around. She was about 12 years old. When this happened, they were completely amazed. But Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone, and he said, "Give her something to eat." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 5, verse 34, where Jesus said to her, "My daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your trouble." You know, beloved, there's a parallel passage to this in Matthew. And in Matthew's passage, the way that he remembers it is that when Jairus came to Jesus, his daughter had already died. But he had the faith that Jesus would be able to restore his daughter, even though that she was dead. So whether he got to Jesus and the child was still just barely hanging on or and died while Jesus was dealing with this other woman, or the child was already dead, it doesn't make any difference. It just determines at what point in the story their narrative refers. But even though Jesus recognized the urgency of this man's request, still, he stopped and took care of this lady who had the issue of blood for 12 years. Beloved, I want you to remember this. It doesn't matter what else is going on. Jesus always has time for you. Don't think that, you know, that there are others that are more important. In his heart, in his mind, we are always important to our Lord and our Savior. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you call us as daughters and sons, ushering in the kingdom of God and beckoning us to follow you. Strengthen my faith as I seek to do your will. Amen. Well, that about does it for this Monday morning. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Mark chapter 8, where Jesus feeds 4,000 people and heals a blind man. Until then, beloved, may all of God's best blessings be yours. We'll see you tomorrow.